This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that says, brace yourself! I didn't mean to be too suspenseful, but here we go. This is a show about how English is spoken in different places so that different words mean the same thing. And sometimes different things mean different things. Joining us this episode is Anthony in England, James in Scotland, Erica in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and Dan Morin, Yankee Town, and me, Glenn, in Washington
Get
State.
Out.
Beantown.
No one calls it that.
The town with some hills on the sea. T-Town. So this episode, we're talking about braces and suspenders for what I think might be a quick episode. Braces and suspenders. We call them suspenders in America. There are things you attach to pants, often with buttons, sometimes with clips.
Or trousers.
In America, we attach them to, there's clips and sometimes buttons, and you put them over your shoulders, and you cinch them up, and you look like an old-timey person who makes lemonade in a churn or something, or a Unix system administrator.
Yes, whereas suspenders over here are an element of ladies' underwear that is used to hold up stockings.
So is that like garters would be here?
I think it's like a garter. Possibly? It's like a garter belt, the part of the stockings.
Yes, right.
And I think certainly when I was growing up, suspenders was used to cover both, the stockings and suspenders combo. So it was kind of like a milder version of saying it, but you would say suspenders. And it was also the height of naughtiness on UK television when I was a kid growing up.
Do you guys have a similar, is there a belt and braces phrase? Like there's a belt and suspenders phrase over here, idiom?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly that, yes.
Okay. So like the feeling of redundancy, right? Like, you know. Okay.
And braces are just what we would call suspenders. There's not much complexity about this.
That's right, yeah.
What do you call the stuff that's put on your teeth in order to straighten them?
Braces.
Okay, so you use them for the same word for both of them.
For both.
Yes.
Okay. We are capable
of having these multiple definitions for words, so we don't have a problem.
And is a straitjacket also called a brace? No, sorry.
No.
Here we go.
No. I looked this up. Brace, our version of brace. I mean, obviously you have brace for things like, to brace something, strengthen something and all that. It originally comes from the French, of course. Embrasse for the etymology of French for arms, which are bras, and the idea of, clasping arms and all that sort of thing. So it was applied to devices for fastening and tightening because of the link to arms.
Is that where bra came from?
Brassiere, from the French, though, first, probably. So, exactly.
It also has other... It resulted in other words and meaning sort of a length measured by two arms and all that sort of thing.
Braces,
quote, straps passing over the shoulders to hold up the trousers, comes from the 18th century. But it originally comes from the idea of, embracing your body and also strengthening. It's kind of a, combination of two meanings from the same root word.
You mentioned a brace of ducks, I think of that as a hunting term here.
Yeah, we have that. Yeah. Brace of dogs and.
No. I learned it from Tolkien.
Yeah, I think I learned it from British.
You don't have the same shooting culture that we do. You have a hunting.
We have a different shooting culture. Much worse.
But yeah, things like a brace of pheasants and a brace of hunting dogs are very common usages.
A belt is just a belt, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
When I was growing up, I would hear about all these sort of male Wall Street traders wearing suspenders, and I had a completely different mental image. More sort of Rocky Horror than
I feel like that would have been more interesting.
The classic problem, thinking about embrace, is that people learning Spanish will often say, estoy embarazada, which means I'm pregnant, rather than I want to...
I'm embarrassed.
Yes, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. It happens. So we have solved this word pair, braces and suspenders. Very straightforward. This has been Pants in the Boot. Thanks to Crispin for our theme music.